Welcome back to Sports Day, and we have been here tonight for Kia. Kia's open season is now on with match-winning deals across the range, plus all Kias come with Australia's best 7-year factory warranties. And we are joined by a man who's been missing in action for a little while, but the pre-season is underway officially down at Fremantle, and Fremantle Docker Alex Pearce joins us on the program. Mate, how are you?
I'm good.
One thing I've seen you doing during your absence, a few handball competitions with the kids, mate, but hopefully you'll be doing more than that this season, eh?
Yes, yeah, that's a plan. It's been a while since I've done too much, but it's good to be back at the start of pre-season, and things are looking good for the season to come.
How difficult has the past been? Because you're away from home, you don't get to play the sport that you love, and it's been a very frustrating time, I imagine.
Yeah, it certainly has. There's been some ups and downs over the last couple of years, and a lot of downs, obviously, but I've had a pretty strong support network here at Freo, with like a lot of players who I'm very close with, a lot of past players as well who have helped me out, and just the club in general, the coaches, especially Ross, who have sort of helped and made it, sort of helped me out, be able to get through it. But yeah, no, I feel like I'm through most of it now, and I'm sort of feeling good and positive and looking forward to the season to come.
So let's remind our audience exactly what happened. You played 8 games in 2016 before you fractured your tibia in round 9 that ended what was looking like a promising season. You played both in forward, in attack and down back, and didn't look out of place at either end of the field. And then a partial fracture to your leg in early 2017. So since that time, mate, what sort of program have you gone through, the treatment? Just give us a little bit of the background of what you've had to go through since that time.
Yeah, okay. So that the recent partial fracture was January this year. So since then, I was in a plaster cast for a few months. And then from there, I actually had another infection when I got that off, so which in the end sort of ruined the rest of my 2017 season. So from there, once it was clear that I wasn't going to be able to play any games and the season just gone, it was all about just taking a slow recovery and preparing myself for the pre-season and getting sort of up and going as quick as I can so I can get enough of a pre-season into me to be ready for the 2018 season.
In 2018, which position do you think you're going to be placed in? Is it down back where you've made a name for yourself already, or with the absence of a key forward in the forward line, has that become a potential option?
I'd like to think it's always a potential option to be swung up forward, but in the sort of conversations I've had with Ross, it's that key back position is sort of the number one and what I'm sort of really eyeing off at the moment. But once I get back into some full training, I'll definitely keep working on that, the forward position, so that I am able to swing there either way. It's always sort of nice in the modern game to be able to play both ends of the ground, which just opens up another spot which I can sort of slide into, which is nice when I'm coming off such a long stint. I just want to get back in the team any way I can, really.
Well, especially at your size, mate, and showing the versatility, as I said, that I've already seen from you, 200 centimetres and 6'7". That's assuming you haven't grown anymore, have you? Have you stopped growing?
I don't think so. I've been measured for a little while, but I think I'm about stopped at that 6'7" mark.
Yeah, so given that scenario that you just painted the picture of, and given that you're back at training, what sort of program are you on now, and when do you expect to be able to get into full training?
Yeah, so for the past probably month or so, I've been completing roughly 6K sessions, 6K running sessions, where I'll sort of kick the footy as well, and it's starting to look a bit more like footy from what I've been used to in earlier on this year. We had our first day today, and I did about the same, about 6Ks worth of running. I'm not entirely sure when I'm going to be back sort of joining in main trainings, but I've already sort of mapped out with our sort of strength and conditioning coach what it looks like when I do get back, and it'll be slightly modified compared to the rest of the group, just to sort of handle my tibia and the shin issues I've had before, and I'll just do enough that'll get me through, ready to go for the season 2018.
Have you had a chance to meet some of the new players that have just come back to the club or back to WA in Matera and also Wilson?
No, I haven't as yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I've heard plenty of good things about them, and obviously seen them play a bit of footy over the last couple of years, and they're both very exciting players. So I think they'll be able to add a lot to us next year.
What's the feeling down at the footy club at the moment? Because you have got those players back in picks 2 and 5 in the upcoming national draft. A lot of younger players have been given games and experience over the last couple of seasons now. There must be a pretty good feeling going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. There wasn't too many of us there today, but it was a positive vibe down there. I mean, we've all sort of kept in contact enough throughout the off-season. I think everyone's just keen to get stuck into it and make amends for the last couple of years and just continue that rise back up the ladder where we all think we belong. And it's been great that young players have had an opportunity to prove themselves. And there's a lot of guys on the list that have played senior footy, and that just helps with the competition and all that kind of thing. So, I'm expecting there to be a really positive, enthusiastic pre-season.
One guy I reckon you may have got to know quite well because he's been next year for a lot of the rehab sessions is Michael Apness, a key forward that Fremantle are hoping can come on and become a very good player.
Yeah, absolutely. He's shown a lot in his first couple of years, Big Nick, but he's, like myself, hasn't had a great deal of luck. And, I'm just hoping that he can get a clean run at it. I think if he can stay fit for this pre-season, get into some really good shape, I think he'll be one to look out for in the season to come, because he's definitely shown it at a waffle level. Yeah, he's good. He was down there today playing some running sessions. Yeah, look good. He's a big man. He's Mick. He certainly hasn't got any smaller. He's a scary proposition when you line up on him in training, let alone in a game. So, he's an exciting player, that's for sure.
Good on you, mate. Well, we wish you all the best. We want to see you out there playing some footy. So hopefully you guys can get through your pre-season training and we can see you in action around January. I think you'll be playing some games, certainly February, and then the main season kicks off towards the end of March. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, guys.